Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Beis. We're learning about table etiquette and halacha. Everybody's waiting for us to learn halachas. Okay. We're going to start from Sif Tezayin, Isha Shein Baila Ima, Enlo Lishtos Yayin. Nowadays, it's more of a concern. If you look at this as somewhat of an objective halacha, a woman can go out to eat in a restaurant, they serve wine. So they ain't lishtos yayin. Bimbi b'mokamacha shelo b'vesa, it means, I think, by someone else. I feel one by the imo asura lishtos. Who adin shor mashkin amashakrin, anything intoxicating. But, again, the qualification. Bimbi regila lishtos yayin b'fnei baila. Muteris lishtos ma'at shelo b'fnei baila. If she always does it and he sees and he lets and it's never a problem, so she can do it when he's not around too in small amounts. But maybe it is she goes to a restaurant. Yes, tell her because she shouldn't know. It's not appropriate for a woman to drink wine without a husband around.
It is even with her husband.
Yeah, even with her husband around if she's not home. I don't know what it means, not home. I don't think it means a restaurant. Maybe it probably means in someone else's house.
Like, what about Purim Suda?
Purim Suda, I don't know. My wife doesn't drink wine, but Purim. I made her drink a Revius, like 3 ounces.
But that doesn't count.
She hasn't done it since then. I don't know. Did she do it this year? I don't know. We're so careful to get Yayin Kal for Pesach. Maybe we can get Yayin Kal for Purim, we should get. It can't. The mitzvah chayvin adam lebesumei, even if you take it literally, for sure does not go on women. For sure not. I never saw. But I'm 100%. 100%. The women are not mechuyim there. It's not possible because it is halacha. Women don't. It's much more inappropriate for a woman to drink wine. But nowadays, I don't know what they do in France. It's like a regular. I mean, in any country, it's like a regular liquid. Okay. Also, the archim lit don't clear me mashal of nehem lit them be adbeno obito shel balabayas. You don't take from your plate and give it to the children. You think you're being very generous, because maybe Geshem Ha'ilam Alabayas Yoser Mimash Shehevi Lefneihem. Maybe that's it, and then he doesn't have enough to serve you. You want to refill your plate, and really there's nothing left. Avlam Yesh Al Ashulchan Muchan Arbe. But if there's a large center plate, plenty of food, Mutar. The Yisod is that the guest has to be sensitive that the balabai is prepared for him, and he can't like be free to just give it over to someone else. Anichus labayis la yomar tzruli lecho achiyomru lohem. In other words, someone's coming to your house. But what's the halacha? It's not a problem. It's not derech eretz. Someone's coming to your house for a suda, Shabbos. So it's inappropriate for him to say, "What time are you guys washing already?"
For the guest.
But if you go into a restaurant, you could say, "Can you wait?" No. That's what Mishnah Berurah speaks out.
Yeah.
A lot of times you go to someone's house, I don't know, when we learned this halacha, I remember my Harusa years and years and years ago, he says, a lot of times you have to go to the bathroom. You shouldn't walk into someone else and say, "Yes, where's the bathroom?" I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to shock to either, but you go in, you know. I think that's an offshoot of this halacha. That's what we assumed. but that's your first words. Rather, the host should understand that when someone comes in from a trip, you say, come in, put down your suitcase, the bathroom's over there, you can wash your hands. If you suspect that the owner, the balabai, doesn't have enough to eat, you shouldn't eat, even if even though Shabalabayas Mazmino Lacholimo. Who of Ungodo? Whoa. Very hard to do tshuva for this. He was invited.
Balabais is trying to do the mitzvah of
Hasmas. I don't know. I don't know the case. Maybe the Balabais feels he has to invite him out of embarrassment. Maybe he owes him back an invitation. Like, it's hard to know. What's it about? I mean, in our social circles, it's not really Achmas Asarchim to invite someone. But if you think someone invited, I would say it halacha this way. If you think someone invited you out of embarrassment, I don't know, nowadays, you could have, I don't know. What do you mean, Suda Shana, like, we have like 8 courses. No one.
The other hand, the only thing you might be embarrassed to propose
I guess it means you shouldn't go. You should turn down the invitation. He speaks very strongly. Who avon godo? It's a great sin. It's hard to do tshuva because you feel justified. He invited you. What about to go to a chasana and take a portion? That might also be Suda Shenem Aspekas Lebailah. You can't afford it. That's Suda Shenem Aspekas Lebailah. But there, what?
Prepared.
Yeah, but if you go over to before and you say, I won't be eating a meal. I don't know. There he gets insulted if you don't do it. There's, hello? Okay, unless it's an extreme emergency, I can't talk to you for an hour. Yeah, okay, yes. Okay, I'm in the middle of a shear. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Yeah, you have to know how to handle a chasana. You'll say, I'm not going to be eating a meal there. Rather, like Bomer, I'll probably eat a meal because I have to tansafei the chasanas. So my way of being at the second one would be to sit down and eat the suda. That's the way. I'll be by the chuppah by one, and by the other, I'll be by the meal. So that's my way of being there. What? Well, I'm sorry?
It's the rough one's a trap.
From here to there. I'm going from here to there. I'm going to be by the chuppah by Rishon.
The way around.
Because I'll be here the whole day Sunday, so. Thank you. Also, lots of Mimakomo called him Shibur Bichel Samozo. Tell that to your kids. I tell it to my kids all the time. I don't even let them leave the table and go sit on the couch and start reading. Because what's going to happen? They're going to forget, they're going to fall asleep, they're going to... For me, it's for sure also. I'll for sure fall asleep. I fall asleep by the meat, by the table. The fila lelecha bemtza suda lecheder acher likmor shomtza udoso o sheyachzer. The fila lelecha bemtza hasuda lecheder acher likmor shomtza udoso. It's not lechatchila. I mean, this we do if we have a reason. If you have a reason. The Mishmur Paschal is a chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Even though if you go to another place and you finish your Suda and you eat bread there, you could bench there. It's not a problem.
You had that in mind.
If you had in mind the Mishmur Paschal, you could do a chatchila. Right. you had in mind when you started eating, or when you washed, or when you made hamotzi, really, that you're going to continue the meal somewhere else, then you, the chatchila, could do it. Right? That's what a lot of us do by Sheva Brachas. We have in mind when we wash that we're going to finish the suda somewhere. But if you didn't have in mind, then b'di'evet you could, but the chatchila you can't. Go somewhere else. But not even to another room in the same house, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds. Not even to go to another room and then go back to your place to bench. The chatchila. The chatchila of Aruch is like chutz l'pischol outside his door. The latzor acher kach l'kam v'gmar su'udoso yesh l'zoyer mizeh. In other words, the chatchila, you don't leave the place you're in till you bench. This has to do with forgetting to bench.
We should have
a Mishnah Berurah from here, from now on. Mishnah Berurah, he brings out in Kuf Ayin Ches. Kuf Ayin Ches. Sifkat Lamed Dalet describes your scenario and says that's okay. To step outside momentarily.
And then people still at the table.
That makes it better also. But to step outside, the Mishnah Berurah's point is, to step outside momentarily is okay. But you're not being Kaveya in the other place anything. You just step outside momentarily and you come back. Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Kuf Ayin Ches, Sifkat Lamed Dalet, it's okay. When the Kiddush HaKadosh, it's not like that, but the Mishmur Paschim, that's okay. The scenario you just described.
Let's say maybe Shabbat day to catch the early minfa.
No, that's much too much of a hefsek. Yeah, you bench first. You'll miss mincha, so start a little earlier. Okay. Yes, Lizorim is it. Other v'yotze ben shu gomer su dozu mokum shu sham ben shu chozor akam ligma su dozu ain't a tzok lachol v'erich hamotzi, because there's no shini mokum by hamotzi, because you have to make the bracha right in the place where you ate, so it's not called shini mokum. The chivin yekola su dozu ala pas abu b'shashini mokomo mikomo gom nechshev akol v'su da'achas, that there's no din, the shini mokum doesn't demand a new bracha when you're eating bread. Okay, Rakshu Zoyer, Lecho Luchalapokas Kazayas Pas, Mamokum Shibarak Bechas Hamozo. You should have to make sure to eat at least a Kazayas. I will be sure Dvorim ain't okay. It's different, you might have to make a new bracha. We'll be learning about that in future Simonim. You might have to make a new bracha when you make Shini Mokum.